Here we go again. Every time I criticize the Democratic leaders, I get a bunch of emails and instant messages saying, how dare you? You're a traitor. You're a Republican, MAGA. That's not what it's about. It's about taking action. Because while Democrats are still fist-pumping Cory Booker's 25-hour speech, the warning sirens aren't just sounding, they're blaring. With the 2026 midterm elections looming larger every day, the Democratic Party seems adrift, dangerously out of touch, and fundamentally failing to grasp the urgency of our situation. We're not just losing ground, we're actively alienating the very voters we need, particularly the young generation who feel ignored and let down. Frankly, it's infuriating to watch. That's why I keep bringing this stuff up. Let's not sugarcoat the numbers. Recent polling paints a grim picture. Pew Research in late April 2025 put the Democratic Party favorable rating at a mere 38%, lagging behind the Republicans. And this is a disaster we're in right now, and we're still under Republicans. And sitting at historically low levels, even among Democrats themselves. While specific polls fluctuate, the overall trend is undeniable. The party is struggling to connect. And then there's Gen Z. This is the generation we desperately need, the future of the party and the country, yet they are profoundly unhappy and disillusioned. The latest Harvard Institute of Political Youth poll lays it bare. More than 4 in 10 young Americans report barely getting by financially. They're facing an economy marked by instability, high housing costs, and education debt. Only 19% trust federal government to do the right thing most or all of the time. Fewer than one-third approve of either party in Congress. A staggering 85% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. Only 15% say it's the right direction. They feel socially isolated and disconnected from the community and, by extension, traditional politics. Many feel democracy, as they experience it, simply isn't delivering to them. You can find the full report, Sobering Details, by going to truthcast.com and look for the article, and you'll see all the details. It's horrible. The frustrating boils over because Democrats should be connecting. We talk about climate change, economic fairness, social justice, reproductive rights, issues that resonate deeply with younger voters and the base. But the message isn't landing. Why is this? Is it because the actions feel performative? Are the legislative wins too small, too slow, or explained poorly? Are we failing to demonstrate how our policies translate into tangible improvements in their stressed daily lives? It seems we are speaking at them, not with them, failing to acknowledge the depth of their criticism and cynicism about the political system they see as broken and unresponsive. Relying on historic trends where the party out of power often gains in midterms would be political malpractice and suicide in this environment. The stakes are too high. We cannot afford another cycle of losses that further empower an agenda actively hostile to the democratic norms and the values we claim to uphold. So what can we do as a party? Actually do. Waiting is not an option. We need to get together and act now. Enough with the top-down messaging. Engage in genuine, sustained dialogue with young people, working-class communities, and disaffected voters. Understand their priorities, their frustrations, their language. What does economic anxiety mean in their daily budget? What do they feel, and why do they feel disconnected? Focus relentlessly on kitchen table issues, lowering costs, addressing housing affordability, tackling student debt burdens, protecting fundamental rights. These need concrete actions, not just talking points. And when we do achieve something, explain clearly and repeatedly how it benefits ordinary people. Cut the jargon. Gen Z in particular have a low tolerance for political platitudes and perceived phoniness. Be direct, be honest about challenges, and be clear about what we stand for and what we're fighting against. Stop trying to be everything to everyone and stand firm on core principles. Rebuild trust by showing up consistently, not just 6 months before an election. Empower local party organizations and community leaders. Invest in civic education and engagement that shows people how to participate effectively, countering the feeling that democracy isn't working for them. Stop playing defense. Articulate a compelling, forward-looking vision for the country that addresses the deep anxieties people feel. Draw sharp, clear contrasts on issues where opposition's policies actively harm working families, young people, and marginalized communities. The clock is ticking toward 2026. Continuing down this path of complacency and disconnection is a recipe for disaster. We need a fundamental shift in strategy, messaging, and most importantly, in listening. It's time for Democrats to wake up, face the harsh realities, and prove they are capable of leading, not just talking about it. The frustration is real, and it's time the party felt it too. Let's channel it into action before it's too late. Please, people, get a grip. Understand what's going on. We need to start taking offense now. You might feel-